And I'm very happy to have in studio with us a very distinguished guest. Let me introduce Dr. Sandra Johnson. She is the superintendent of the Garvey School District. It is a school district in my beloved area of the San Gabriel Valley. Thank you so very much for being here, Doctor.
Thank you.
All right. So, last week we had an interview with a member of the school board who was very upset at his perception, well, at the perception that the district, some parents have in the district, that they can't agree with a couple of the things that have been done relative to your compensation. And before I jump right into that, let me first get a little bit more on your background in terms of how many years have you been in education, Doctor?
A little over 35.
What have you done in the course of those 35 years? Give us some idea of the positions you've held.
11 years as a teacher, an assistant principal, a principal of a high school, a director, an assistant soup, a deputy superintendent for Metro Nashville Schools, 74,000 students, superintendent in Arizona, and now a superintendent in Garvey.
Wow, that's a lot of work.
It is.
Now, you had actually, after serving in this position, let's say you were at the Corona-Norco Unified School District, and you retired in 2001, is that correct?
That's right.
What prompted you to want to come back into the field of education? What did you see that said to you, I need to do something?
I didn't leave the field of education. I just went to Metro Nashville. I had the opportunity to be a deputy superintendent in a 74,000-student district in another part of the country. And I'd never done anything like that. And my superintendent went as the superintendent and asked me to go with him.
So you went up to a larger market. It's kind of like what I do in this business. We go through smaller markets and we hope someday to grow to a larger one.
That's correct.
So then you had the opportunity to come back to Garvey, but there was a catch. And that's, let's talk about the way California handles retirement for people who do what you do. What happens?
Well, it's changed over the years. At first, when I came back to California, individuals could work while being retired and earn an unlimited amount of pay. It gave school districts the opportunity to hire retired individuals in needed positions because, believe it or not, there are shortages in some positions, such as superintendent.
Yes, I understand that. So tapping experience was one of the reasons why school districts I know have turned to people who are in a position like you. They've retired, and they're there to be had to work with again. Am I understanding correctly that's what happened at Garvey?
It is.
All right. So now you come back, and your pay was $148,000. You know, I don't like talking person's pay, but in this case it has to because it's part of the story. $148,516, and you got a stipend of $5,100 because you are a doctor. You've earned that. My wife is a doctor. Let me tell you, it isn't easy to become a doctor. And then $5,700 a year for the mileage stipend for your vehicle, et cetera. Okay, I get that. But now you get bumped from $148 to $170 at a time when the school district is having financial issues. How did that happen?
Well, the district looked at fair market value and wanted to pay me fair market value. And I think you have to think about this. In the San Gabriel Valley superintendents, I'm the second lowest paid. And the next closest to me is a district that's about half the size of our district. And that superintendent makes a few hundred dollars less than I do with the new salary.
Mm. All right. But, you know, parents reacted to this. They saw a reduction of $2.1 million in the budget for the fiscal year. 34 teachers, 7 classified staff were given layoff notices. That's the number that I'm seeing in the published report. If I'm wrong, please correct me. So that's happening while you're getting a raise.
You know, we brought back most of the teachers right now. Of the 32 layoffs that we've had, we brought back everybody except 10 full-time. And of those 10 teachers, 7 of them are working in long-term leaves of absence positions. So they're working. So there's actually only 3 teachers that are still laid off.
I see. And you know what? I cannot tell the date on this story. I'm referring to a story that was published in the San Gabriel Valley News. So if it's outdated, I don't have something more recent. Do you think then, because this is important to me, have you had an opportunity to meet with some of these parents? Because there was a pretty hostile meeting that took place, and parents were very upset. And I know some of the television stations, Here I have in my hands a KTLA story that was aired, and so it portrayed a lot of anger in your district from parents. And here's one. A parent quoted Sandra Vasquez, "I don't think it's fair for the kids. It seems like she doesn't care about the kids." You deserve the right to respond to that.
You know, I don't think they have all the information, and I think they were given some erroneous information by the teachers' union, which is really unfortunate. But when all the facts are known, you still have to look at the pay relative to others, and I'm the second lowest paid. The board was just trying to be fair.
All right. Well, we're certainly going to give you an opportunity to share the other facts. My number is 877-520-1150. When we come back, we will continue our conversation with the superintendent of the Garvey School District in the San Gabriel Valley. You've been hearing her comments. This is an interview in response to concerns expressed by one board member and others in the district who feel it's hard to justify a superintendent getting a pay raise when teachers are facing tough times. Well, we'll see. We'll continue the conversation with Dr. Sandra Johnson. I'm David Cruz, KTLK, AM 1150, live and local every day, 3 to 6.
Background noise while you're exchanging emails on company time. KTLK AM 1150.com.
KTLK, AM 1150, live and local every day, 3 to 6 p.m. I'm David Cruz. My number, 877-520-1150. Lots going on right now. Thank you, Nancy Brown, again for helping us with this Veterans Memorial Monument. We're going to clean up and make it spiffy. That's what I want. Make us proud. Rededicate that thing in a small community I'll tell you about when I contact you. Look, the story here is about how you attract and keep good talent to help the kids in the school districts of California. Good teachers, good administrators, good classified staff. Heaven sakes, you know, we need to do more for education. Last week, I gave ample time for concerns to be voiced by a school board member about the pay being handed out to Dr. Sandra Johnson. Compensation being paid to Dr. Sandra Johnson. Now, your turn to ask questions and the things that you want to share. Let's go to Nancy right now. Nancy in Long Beach, your question.
Yes, for the Superintendent Johnson. I'm just curious to know how your teachers are faring in your budget, because I'm a teacher too, but not for your district. Have they had any increase in salary, any cost of living? Are they taking furlough days? Because having a competitive salary is incredibly important. But when the economy is the way it is now, it's not something that teachers usually get to enjoy.
All right. We will certainly listen to the response. So, Superintendent Dr. Johnson, how are teachers faring when it comes to compensation in your district?
Actually, the teachers in Garvey have been very fortunate. We haven't taken any furlough days, no cuts in benefits, and no cuts in pay at this point. We're one of the few districts that has done that. And when you look at our salary schedule and compare it, because we've done a lot of comparative studies, we're very proud of the fact that our teachers are paid at the very top end compared to other school districts.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Guys, and I'm going to take it at face value because I don't have access to that data. But let me say this to you, and then I'm going to take your calls the way the questions are being framed. I don't think that this superintendent ought to be subjected to answering for all superintendents, but she's willing to take your calls, and we'll try to feel what she can. Again, and here's why, because I'm seeing the calls coming in. You know, from the perspective of the teachers, I understand your concern. You know, we are all concerned about what's happening with the economy. I just want to make that point there in the interest of fairness. But let's go to Roman. Roman in Montebello, your turn, sir.
Hi. With all due respect, Dr. Johnson, I just think that it would be – I think the fair thing for you to do would be to – actually donate your time to train a new superintendent. And what is Dr. Johnson's pension or her retirement? What is she receiving right now? Is that not are you not able to say that? Or,
well, I don't know. Doctor, you want to comment on that?
I'm not receiving any retirement pension. One of the stipulations in the state of California is if you reinstate, you give that up. So that was part of my decision.
And why did you make that? You know, I asked you, I want to be upfront with the audience. When you walked in, I said, look, most people who take a retirement, they enjoy their time the rest of their life. why step back into this?
I have 5,300 good reasons to come to work every day. We have incredible kids in Garvey. We are doing absolutely wonderful things. You know, last week, State Superintendent Torlakson was on the air announcing that 53% of the elementary schools in California were above 800. In Garvey, this year, for the first time, 100% of the schools are above 800.
Mm. Let's go to Mary in Pasadena. Mary, your turn.
Hello.
Hi, Mary.
Hi. I totally agree with fair market value for your talents and your expertise and your time in. Our superintendent just took a 6% raise in this economy, which we all thought, oh, well, he's not going to take that. They'll just turn around and say, you know, really, in this economy, we won't do that. Well, the rest of us, and we're not just talking faculty, we're talking classified here, have not had a raise in 6 years.
And now, with all respect, Mary, this is my question, no one else's. Who's to blame for that? Who's to blame for that? Is it the soup? Or is it the assembly? Is it the Senate? Is it the feds? Who's to blame? I mean, in other words, where do you place that responsibility? I'm not trying to be facetious.
I place the blame right at the administration of each individual district, because those are the people who deal with the unions and either grant the raise or give us the cost of living that the state gives them. Or, you know, when the state did give districts cost of living, if it was a 2% cost of living, the district would turn around and say, oh, well, we're going to give you 1.5% out of the goodness of our hearts. Well, you're not giving us anything, because this is coming from the state.
All right.
So the district isn't giving us anything.
Okay.
And with plenty of money in reserves, there's no trickle-down theory. There is no trickle-down theory for the proletariat. And we are degreed. We are also looking for fair market value, and we don't get it.
Wow. Okay, Mary, thank you for calling from Pasadena. Let's talk about that. Do you have some money stashed away in a safe somewhere that I'm missing? I'm not trying to be facetious. I'm just trying to understand, is there a fund somewhere that you, superintendent, are withholding from the teachers in your district?
Absolutely not. A school district budget is open to a lot of scrutiny, but there is no extra money. The state law requires that a school district maintain a minimum of 3% reserve. And I think few people realize that that would actually be about 7 or 8 days of payroll.
Mm.
That's it.
I'm stunned. You can't run a business with a 3-day reserve.
7 to 8 days of payroll, but 3%.
Yeah, excuse me. 7 days. You see, I just flubbed because I'm just stunned by the thin margin there. Look, it's going to take time to heal this, but there was a question asked by a listener who said, why not train a replacement? Would a replacement come in for less than you, doctor?
No, that's one of the things the board looked at. In fact, because I am the second lowest paid, they felt that they'd have to give more pay to a replacement, and the person most likely would not have the experience that I do. And if you look at the research, there's considerable research, if you've ever read McCrell, the Mid-Continental Regional Land Lab, where they talk about that experience and knowledge and the longevity of the superintendent.
Doctor, with all respect again, I must say this to you. That is all reasonable, but we're living in times of high emotion because of the economic downturn. You've said nothing today in recognition of what these teachers are feeling. May I ask why? Can you empathize with them at least to understand the pain that they feel? Because they have families too, doctor.
I absolutely do. In fact, my daughter and son-in-law are both teachers in California. My daughter's taken a 7.5% pay cut. My son-in-law took a 10% pay cut to help keep more teachers and balance the budget. So I'm very aware of how real this situation is throughout California and how teachers feel.
Well, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for coming in and facing the questions, not only mine, but that of listeners, because we don't screen them. You've gotten them the way they ask them. Thank you very much for being here. We're going to keep an eye on the Garvey School District, and I wish you all the best with the 5,300 great reasons why you could get up and go to school every day. Thank you, Doctor.
Thank you.